我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主之圣名啊，开始我们这一次灵宴会早上的第一堂聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our first session for the spiritual convocation.
我们一起唱诗359首。
Let's all sing hymn 359.
经过一起来祷告啊，求耶稣带领我们今天整天的崇拜聚会。
Let's all kneel down together and ask God to guide our service for today.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
哈利路亚啊，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah. Morning to all our brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢耶稣的恩典，在这个星期五啊，我们灵恩会的第一天啊，我们大家可以拨空啊，来到这里一起来啊，学习查考啊，圣经上的道理哦。
Thank the grace of God that on this Friday morning that we can take time away from work to come and learn of the words of the Bible.
我们也求主耶稣纪念我们在座每一个人为了学习道理所付出的努力以及在追求信仰上的热忱。
May the Lord remember all the diligence and efforts that all of us here have put into reaching out for studying the word of God.
在这一次的灵恩会想要以会幕的人生来作为彼此分享的题目。
During this spiritual convocation, I would like to use the topic of a life of the tabernacle as a mutual encouragement.
在纽约教会，我们有一些信徒他们是在餐馆里工作哦。
In Queen's Church, we have some members who work in restaurants.
所以当他们下班的时候都很晚，都可能是十点、十一点了。
And after they get off work, it's typically really late, around probably 10 or 11 p.m.
那有时候餐馆工作很忙常常礼拜五、礼拜六也没有办法来到教会。
And many times because of the hard work at the restaurants, it's hard for them to come to service on Saturdays.
而且有一些人在外州可能回来教会一次坐车要坐八个小时、十个小时这样。
And some of them live in other states, and it might take them 8 to 10 hours to take the transportation to the church.
所以为了要帮助这些信徒呢，纽约教会在一个礼拜有四个晚上用电话来跟这些在外地的弟兄姐妹查经哦。
So in order to assist with their studies, the Queen's Church would spend 4 evenings to telecommunicate with these members.
从晚上的11点到12点15分啊。
From the evening, from probably around 11 p.m. till 1 or 2.
他们这个电话的查经就从创世纪第一章开始啊。
And then the studying through the telephone begins with Genesis.
然后就一直往下查，从创世纪到出埃及记，后来就进到利未记了。
So they began studying the book of Genesis all the way through till now they are at Leviticus.
本来是非常担心我想说创世纪、出埃及记都还好故事很多哦。
Initially, I was a little concerned because I thought Genesis and Exodus is all right because there are many stories.
糟糕进到利未记、民数记、生命记就一塌糊涂了。
But once we enter Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, then it's chaotic.
所以我们常讲说很多信徒立志要读圣经但是从来没办法出埃及啊。
As we've had the term saying that a lot of members have devoted themselves to study the Bible, but that they cannot exit Exodus.
就算出了埃及通通都死在旷野啊。
Even though they exit Exodus, they all die in the wilderness.
因为后面那几卷让人感觉起来比较难查考，好像内容很繁琐，看得很复杂，这样。
Because it seems that the books after Exodus seems to be filled with content that is very hard to read.
但是既然安排下去了，就只好准备了。
But since we have scheduled it, then we need to prepare for it.
但是就是在这种被逼着去准备查经当中发觉其实后面这一段的事迹其实里面真的有很多值得我们学习跟思考的内容哦。
Because we were forced to prepare for it, we realized that actually the content within these chapters have a lot for us to learn from.
尤其是整个以色列人在准备会幕建立设立会幕的过程当中
especially through the process of the Israelites preparing and setting up the tabernacle.
真的有很多值得我们今天的基督徒、今天的信徒值得去深思，并且反映到我们的信仰生活当中的教导。
There are a lot of teachings in which we can really study and reflect upon our lives.
以色列人是一个信仰的民族
The Israelites is a nation of belief.
所以对他们来讲，宗教就是他们的国家，宗教就是他们生活的一部分。
So to them, religion is a part of their life. It is a part of their nation.
所以神对摩西说啊，你当以色列人出埃及以后，
So God said to Moses at the time when the Israelites departed Egypt.
而在西乃山下，神就对摩西说，你要为我建造一个会幕哦。
At the foot of Mount Sinai, God had told Moses, you need to build up a tabernacle for me.
他说这个会幕啊，要成为神与人相会的地方。
This tabernacle is a place where men and God can commune.
啊，是神同在的记号。
It is also a sign of God's presence.
是人寻求神的旨意的方向。
It is also direction of in which a person will seek the Lord.
所以啊，神就吩咐摩西啊，以他啊为来为神建造一个会幕。
So that is why God had told Moses to build a tabernacle.
那我们看到说啊，如果在以色列人后来在旷野当中的行径哦。
And so if we can study on from when the Israelites were in the wilderness.
我们会发觉说所有以色列都是按照各个支派每一个 tribe 每一个支派的位置来前进的。
We can see that they would march forward based on their separate tribes.
而这整个支派的正中央就是神的会幕。
And in the midst of the tribe, is the tabernacle of God.
所以对他们来讲，会幕就是他们信仰的中心。
So to them, the tabernacle is actually the center of their life.
信仰就是他们生命的一切。
And their faith is their everything.
所以对我们今天的一个信徒来说啊。
So as a Christian today,
神也要我们在生命当中建造一个会幕。
God wishes for us to also set up a tabernacle in our life.
在我们的生命当中有一个神与人相会的地方。
In our life, we should have a place where we can meet with the Lord.
在那里听神所说的话。
To listen to the word of God.
在那里能够亲眼见到神。
To be able to see God.
但是我们今天要问自己一个问题啊。
But we need to ask ourselves a question.
我们来到教会，我们有了信仰，我们建造了会幕。
We come to church, we have our faith, we build the tabernacle.
请问一下这个会幕到底在你人生的哪一个部分?
But let me ask you, where does this tabernacle stand in your life?
对以色列人来讲,会幕是他们的正中心。
To the Israelites, this is in the middle of their center.
信仰是他们最重要的价值。
And life is their most valuable possession.
所以对我们来说呢,我们的会幕又在哪里啊?
So to us, where is our tabernacle?
有时候信仰成为一种生活的点缀。
Sometimes faith becomes a decoration.
有时候啊，信仰成是打发时间的地方。
Sometimes it's a place where we just kill time.
所以我们今天要仔细想一想，信仰对你我到底是什么意思？好。
So let's study what is the meaning of faith to you and me.
我们来看一下出埃及记的第三十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus 35.
出埃及记的第三十五章的第四节。
Exodus chapter 35, verse 4.
出埃及记三十五章第四节
Exodus 35 verse 4、
第四节摩西对以色列全会众说主的吩咐是这样第五节
5.
你们中间要拿礼物献给神凡乐意献的可以拿神的礼物来就是金银铜第六节
6.
蓝色紫色朱红色线细麻山羊毛第七节
Seven.
染红的公羊皮海狗皮皂荚木第八节
Eight.
点灯的油并做高油和香的香料酒 Nine. 红玛瑙并别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上、哦、那这里呢当神吩咐摩西、啊、要来建造会幕、哦、
So here in these verses God had commanded Moses to build the tabernacle
那神就对摩西说、啊、你要建造会幕需要有材料啊
So God said to Moses, in order to build this tabernacle, you must have materials.
在这里讲说，需要各样的材料，各样的东西才能够建立起神的会幕。
So here it says there are different types of materials that are needed and necessary to build.
所以他就跟摩西说，你跟以色列百姓说，献给你神的礼物啊。
So he said to Moses, tell the congregation these are gifts to offerings to the Lord.
我们今天呢，来到神的教会，领受了神的恩典啊。
Today we come to church, we receive the blessings from God.
我们得到了信仰，我们看到一个人生不同的高度。
We receive our faith and we notice a different height in life.
那人就要懂得报恩啊，懂得回报神的恩典啊。
Then as humans, we should know how to give thanks.
所以我们常说啊，应该要奉献，要感谢神啊。
So we often say we should give offering and thank God.
但是啊，什么叫做奉献？
What does it mean to offer?
奉献就是把你所拥有的拿到教会，呈在神的面前。
Offering is giving what you have before the Lord.
但是在这里讲说，你奉献要献的甘心乐意啊。
But here it says, when you offer, you must do it with a willing heart.
他说这里啊，你要乐意献，你要喜欢献啊。
You have to do it willingly with liking.
哦，只有乐意献给神的，神才会喜悦哦。
Only those that have a willing heart will be accepted by the Lord.
今天如果你是被逼的。
Today, if you are forced,
或者是你很不甘愿，很不想献。
Or if you are very unwilling,
哇，献了以后心很痛，那哭哭三天。
And you offer and you feel very bitterful in your heart.
那这种奉献啊，其实神不见得会喜悦啊。
These types of offerings may not necessarily.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们啊，今天我们有心要服侍神，有心要回馈神的。
So here tells us if we have the heart to repay the Lord.
我们必须要献得甘心才有意义啊。
We must offer willingly in order to have effect.
而不是一种勉强，也不是一种比较。
It is not a type of force or comparison.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》第五章哦。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
我们看《使徒行传》的第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章的第一节哈。
Verse 1.
我们先看第四章，我们看第四章的第三十四节了哈。
Let's first read chapter 4, verse 34.
啊，第四章三十四节说，内中没有一个缺乏的，因为个人啊，人人都将房屋田产卖了，把所卖的价银拿来。三十五节，放在使徒的脚前，照着个人所需用的分给个人。第五章第一节，好。
Chapter 5 verse 1。
第五章第一节说，有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产，把银子私下留下几分，他的妻子也知道，其余的几分拿来放在使徒的脚前。第三节，彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满你的心呢？叫你欺哄圣灵呢？把田地和价银私下留下几分，田地没有卖不是你的吗？既卖了，不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神哦。那这里啊，很多人来奉献啊。
Here, many people offered.
那这个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉也想要奉献啊。
And Ananias and Sapphira wanted to offer as well.
哦，但是呢，当他们奉献以后啊，他们舍不得啊。
But after they offered, they were unwilling.
哦，所以他们就私下留下一些留给自己啊。
So they actually took a portion and kept it for themselves.
其实留给一些给自己是没有什么关系的。
Actually, saving a portion is nothing of the matter.
因为钱是他们的，他们可以决定自己要奉献多少。
Because the money is theirs, and they could decide how much to offer.
但是因为他们想要跟别人比较哦。
But they wanted to compare with other people.
哎，别人全部都献啊。
Look at the other persons offered everything.
我们怎么可以输人呢？
How can we not compete to them?
我们就要跟他们一样，我们要全部都献。
So we should be just like them. We should offer everything.
但是又舍不得啊。
But they were unwilling.
所以就用骗的，用欺骗的哦。
So they actually deceived.
哦，所以在这里啊，彼得就跟他讲，你为什么这样子做呢？
And then here Peter says, why did you do this?
奉献是一种感恩的行动。
Offering is through your gratefulness.
而不是跟别人比较自我高抬的方法。
It is not a means of comparing to others.
哦，所以奉献不是比较，奉献要献得甘心啊。
So when we offer, we must do it willingly.
不只是奉献钱的部分。
It is not on just the offering of money.
同时啊，包括我们在参与各样的圣工，奉献我们的时间，奉献我们的力气，都是一样的啊。
It is the same when we offer our time, our service to the Lord.
只有出于甘心的，这里说乐意献的，神才会喜悦啊。
Only those who offer willingly will be pleasing to the Lord.
有一次啊，我记得啊，当啊有一次啊啊，我在高中的时候啊啊，有一次回到家里啊。
Once when I was in high school, I returned home.
我就跟我爸爸说，哎呀，这个教会这么多事情啊啊，什么都要叫我做，什么都要叫我做啊。
Started to complain to my father, saying the church has so many things to do and everything needs my help.
这个也叫我做，那个也叫我做，其他人都不做啊。
And you tell me to do this and that, and none of the other people do anything.
那时候年轻不懂事嘛，就抱怨很多啊。
That time I was young and I started to complain a lot.
那这时候我爸爸就一直听，最后跟我说了一句话啊。
This moment, my dad listened to me and said one thing to me.
他说啊，充满抱怨的服事啊，不如不要做啦。
He said, a service with full of complaints, you might as well just not do it.
对教会对你都没有什么好处啊。
Because it does not benefit the church or yourself.
啊，已经过十多年，我一直没有忘记这句话啊。
And many years have passed, and I still have not forgotten that.
因为他下面又跟我讲句说啊，真耶稣教会没有你不会倒啦。
Because he followed by saying, if the true Jesus church does not have you, it will not fall to the ground.
纽约教会没有你不会有怎不会怎么样啦。
If the church does not have you around,They will be fine.
我发觉说有时候啊，人不断的其实不断的抱怨，只是想要凸显自己的重要性而已啊。
And I realize that when people complain, it is because they want to show other people how important they are.
要让人家知道说，你看我做了多少，你看我为圣公吃了多少苦啊。
They want other people to know how much they've done for the church, how much holy work they've done.
却不知道在抱怨当中啊，使你的侍奉失去它的美好，失去它真正的价值。
But unknowingly, you have lost the meaning of offering to the Lord.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，既然要献，你就要乐意献。要高兴献啊。
So here it tells us that if we are going to offer, we should offer willingly.
一个不甘愿的献祭，宁愿不要，宁愿不要哦。
If you are unwilling, you might as well not offer.
哦，对自己并没有什么好处啊。
Because it does not, does do you, doesn't do you any good.
哦，所以今天，所以有一天啊，有一个信徒来跟我说啊。
So one day a member came to me.
他说啊，他跟他太太一直在吵架。
He said that he kept arguing with his wife.
我说你们为什么要吵架？这两个是蛮不错的信徒啊。我说你们为什么要吵架呢？
And these members are pretty good members, and I asked, why were you arguing?
啊，这两个信徒人都很好啊，聚会都很热心啊，夫妻感情又很好啊，为什么要一直吵架呢？
These members come to church, and they are very diligent, and they have a good relationship, and so I asked why they argued.
啊，为了奉献啊。
It is.Because of offering.
他说哇，我一直跟我太太讲啊，要献十一捐，要献十一捐啊。
He said he kept telling his wife that we needed to offer tithe.
他说哇，他太太舍不得献这么多啊，所以两个人一天到晚为了要献多少钱在吵架。
And he said his wife is unwilling to offer that much, so they argue over this.
啊，我跟他讲说不用吵啦。
So I said to him, there's no need to argue.
如果他献得很不甘愿哈，那对他也没有什么好处啦。
If she offers unwillingly, then that does not any good to her.
我说你做先生的，你要做榜样啊。
I said as a husband, you should set an example.
你先奉献。
You offer first.
先奉献你自己的哈，你赚的钱你先奉献嘛啊。
You offer your earnings.
啊，你太太的钱你管不到她嘛。
You have no control over your wife's earnings.
但是你先奉献，让太太看到说，哇，原来奉献神这样子祝福，神这样带领我们的家。
You offer first and let your wife see that the Lord blesses.
啊，当神看见，当你的太太看见了，哇，原来奉献以后哇，神的福气这么多，她自然就会奉献啊。
And if your wife noticed that there's a lot of blessings with the offering, then she will automatically offer.
用逼的啊，不美啊。
If you force her, then it is not done.
等她自己看到奉献的好，她就自然甘心乐意的去做了。
If she sees the wonderful thing with offering willingly, then she will do it.
啊，有一个年轻人来问我。
A youth came.
那个年轻人啊，他说啊，哎，传道，我问你一个问题啊。
This youth said, Pastor, let me ask you a question.
请问一下，十一捐是打税前还是打税后？
Is the tithe after tax or before tax?
那我就笑一笑，我说：“那你觉得呢？”
So I smiled and I answered, "What do you think?"
我这个孩子哦，这个孩子很聪明啊，很好的学校毕业的。
And this young person is smart, graduated from a fine school.
很好的工作啊，赚很多钱啊。
Earned a lot of money.
他说哇，在我个人来看啊，说他自己啊，在我个人来看啊。
So he said, based on his own assessment.
那这个十一捐啊，基本上就是你赚的薪水先扣掉你要缴的税。
He thinks that the tithe is from the earnings, then you deduct the tax.
然后再扣掉你的房租。
Then you take away the rent.
啊，然后再扣掉你生活上那个柴米油盐买菜的钱。
And then you deduct the household expense.
哦啊，接下来啊，看还有什么哦，零零散散，车子的保险啊，该扣的都扣一扣哦。
Then you take away whatever else is needed, car insurance.
啊，剩下的钱十分之一献给神啊。
And whatever you have remaining, you would give a tenth.
他说一个月献二十块啊，不错啊，十一捐啊，有啊，二十块啊。
So he would offer $20 a month, and he thought it was very good.
那他就是这样跟我说，他说这就是我的认识，我对十一捐的认识啊。
So he said this is his understanding of what tithe is.
那我就跟他讲说啊，照你的信给你成全啊。
So I said, be done according to your faith.
那你如果是这样，我说你跟神这么计较啊。
I said if you are like this and you.Nitpick with God.
哦，那你小心呢、啊。要是神有一天跟你这么计较，你要怎么办呢、啊、
？Be careful, because God will do the same to you one day.
啊，所以我也不会跟他讲说他是错的、啊。
So I cannot tell him that he is wrong.
啊，但是啊，就照你自己的信心给你成全啊。
But do according to your faith.
啊，你对神是什么样的态度？有一天，啊，说不定神就是这样子对你啊。
The attitude you have toward God, perhaps that will be the attitude God gives you later on.
哦，但是我觉得我们今天呢，来到神面前呢，真的是要甘心乐意啊。
Today we come before the Lord, we really should do it willingly.
像这个年轻人献得很不甘心啊，那倒不如不要吧。
Just like this youth, unwilling to offer, then you might as well not do it.
等到他有一天认识到奉献的意义跟价值。
Until one day he realizes the true meaning of offering.
哦，就像这以色列人一样啊，他们能够有机会能够参与奉献是一种恩典啊。
Just like the Israelites, they have the opportunity to participate in offering is a blessing.
那其实呢，以色列人要奉献还要先问摩西耶。
But actually, when the Israelites offer, they have to first ask Moses.
摩西还要去问一下神呢。
And Moses had to first ask God.
他说啊，以色列人说我们要奉献，摩西说我去问一下，神说可不可以啊？
Israelites will say I need to offer, and Moses will say I need to ask God first.
啊，结果后来神说可以啊，那个摩西才回来告诉百姓说，你们可以参与这件圣工啊。
And only when God said yes, then Moses comes back and tells the congregation that you can offer.
哦，所以我们要有一个正确的认识啊。
So we must have the true and correct
understanding. 能够有机会参与教会的圣工是恩典。
Opportunity to participate in holy work is a blessing.
能够有能力奉献给教会的需用是一种福气啊。
To have the ability to offer to the church is actually a blessing.
不但是一个福气啊，而且神说啊，要从天上降福给你啊。
Not only a blessing, but God has said that He will pour down blessings from heaven.
哦，所以我们今天啊，在神的家中啊，要甘心，要乐意哦。
So today in the house of the Lord, we must be willing.
我们看回来第三十五章的第四节。
Let's turn back to Exodus 35.
我们看出埃及记的三十五章的第五节哈。
Exodus 35 verse 5.
那这里说，你们中间有拿礼物献给神，凡乐意献的，可以拿神的礼物来，就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛。那在这里呢，摩西给了他们一张名单啊。
So here, Moses gives them a checklist.
那这里说啊，你要献可以。
He says, you can offer.
但是这里没有讲说你爱怎么献就怎么献啊。
But it does not tell them you can offer whatever you want.
那这里给你一张名单，你要献啊，照这上面的东西拿来啊。
Here is a list, and if you offer, you must do accordingly.
不在上面的东西啊，请你不用拿来啦。
Do not take the things that are not on the list.
那这跟我们的观念可能很不太一样哦。
This is very different from our concept.
我们有时候啊，奉献好像在施舍一样啊。
Sometimes when we offer, we just give whatever we have.
哦，好像啊，就是说，哎呀，这给你啊，好像这你看那个路边可怜人丢五块钱给他这样子啊。
It's almost like you pity the person on the side of the road, you give him $5.
但是在这里啊，我们看到啊，神说要奉献可以啊，照规矩，照着我所要的你才能拿来啊。
But here, God says, yes, you can offer, but you have to according to the list.
那所以我们今天要奉献也是这样啊。
So today when we offer, it is the same way.
不是我高兴怎么做哦。
We do not do it just with what we feel like.
而是神要的是什么啊。
But it has to be what God wants.
啊，我还记得有一次啊，我那时候在做宗教教育的老师啊。
I remember when I was a religious education teacher.
但有一天啊，有一个弟兄啊，拿了一台吸尘器来给我，来我们教室啊。
And one day a brother brought a vacuum cleaner to our classroom.
他说啊，这条吸尘器啊，给教会给你们用哦。
He said,I will give this vacuum cleaner to the church.
我说啊，好啊，谢谢啊，感谢主啊，谢谢你啊。
And I said, thank you.
啊，但是他说啊，可是这台吸尘器是坏掉的哦。
But he said, but the vacuum's broken.
我说那坏掉的，他说没关系啊，先放着，说不定有人会修哦。
He said, it's all right, you can leave it, and maybe someone knows how to fix it.
啊，因为这个弟兄很节省啊，然后家里坏掉东西都不丢啊。
Because this brother is very conservative and he saves everything.
啊，但是他家里放不下，就拿来教会了啊。
And he could not put it in the house because it did not longer fit.
啊，既然是坏掉的啊，后来我就把它丢到教会的垃圾桶，那个大垃圾桶里面啊。
So since it's broken, I took it into the dumpster and I threw it in there.
然后想说坏掉了嘛，那个没有人会修，坏掉丢垃圾桶。
So I thought it's broken and might as well just throw it away.
下个礼拜来教会，那个吸尘器又跑回来了。
The next week, I come back to church, the vacuum cleaner showed up again.
那个弟兄很生气啊，跑来找我很生气啊。
And the brother was furious, he came looking for me.
他说你年轻人很浪费耶。
He said, you're so young, you're so wasteful.
你看这个东西啊，我是拿来给神使用，给教会用耶。 你怎么可以把它丢到垃圾桶里呢？
I took that for the church to use for God. How could you just throw it away?
啊，我说那个坏掉啦。
I said, but it's broken.
说不定放几天它就好啦。
He said, but perhaps it'll fix itself.
那有时候啊，人奉献是什么？是因为啊，家里放不下。家里堆不下就把教会当储藏室啊。
Sometimes people offer because they cannot fit it in their house, they use the church as storage.
啊，买了新的，旧的舍不得丢，就全部拿来教会啊。
They bought new furniture or new things and they take the old ones to church.
也不管教会需不需要。
Regardless of whether or not the church needs it.
也不管教会用不用得到。
Whether or not the church actually needs it.
他就说，哎，这是我的爱心啊，我是奉献给神啊。
They say this is out of their love and they offer it to God.
但其实这是一个不正确的态度哦。
But this is really an incorrect attitude.
教会不是我们家的，我们的储藏室啊。
The church is not our own storage.
更不要把教会当成垃圾场啊。
And do not treat the church like your own backyard dumpster.
你自己都不要的，全部都塞到教会来。
Whatever you don't want, you bring it to church.
在这里神说啊，你要奉献可以啊，照着所要求的拿来啊。
And here it says you can offer, but you have to do according to what is requested.
哦，所以是不是一定要把新的给教会呢？
But do we really have to give everything new to church?
其实也不是哦。
Actually, not so.
你是要看教会有没有需要啊。
You have to first assess whether the church needs it.
像前一阵子纽约教会需要一台电脑哦。
For example, a while ago, Queen's Church needed a computer.
但是呢，我们只需要拿来放那个 PowerPoint, 所以也不用最新，也不用最好的电脑啊。
But we only needed one to show PowerPoint, so we didn't need the newest version.
所以有个弟兄他有一台比较旧，但是跑得很，还是可以用，跑得很好的电脑，我们就非常感谢啊。
So brother had an older computer, but it still ran well, and we were happy.
因为那个是教会所需要的东西啊。
Because that was something the church needed.
所以记得奉献不是献。我们喜欢献的。
So we must remember, when we offer, we don't give, we just give, we don't give what we want to give.
而是献教会有需要的。
We must give what the church needs.
我们参与圣工也是这个样子啊。
When we participate in holy work, it is the same way.
今天啊，很多年轻人，很多人啊，很有才华，很有能力啊。
Today, there are many people who have a lot of talents.
所以当他们参与圣工的时候，他们会想出很多不一样的、各式各样的方法。
And when they participate in holy work, they will come up with different ideas.
但是啊，在使用这些方法以前呢、哦、
But prior to executing their ideas.
其实我们都必须要跪下来祷告，问问说，这是不是神所要、神所喜悦的方法。
We should all first kneel down and pray and ask if this is what God wants us to do.
就像我们前几天讲的，好的方法不见得是对的方法。
As we've mentioned a few days ago, that the right way is not actually the correct way.
今天世界上有很多方法可以达到它的效果。
There are many ways to accomplish something.
但是这些方法不见得是符合圣经的原则啊。
But these ways might not really mean or reflect what the Bible wants.
那在不久之前啊，休斯顿买会堂哦。
And not long ago,
几年前呢，休斯顿买了一个会堂啊。
A few years ago, the Houston Church bought a chapel.
那个时候我刚好在德州哈，所以就有机会跑去看了一下哦。
So I was in Texas at that time, so I went and took a look.
他们是买别人呢，就是另外一个基督教派他们的会堂哦，买来直接就可以用哦。
And they had purchased a chapel that was of another denomination, so they used it.
那时候他刚买啊，我们就去看了、啊，刚过户我们就去看啊。
So once it closed, we went to take a look.
那个会堂长得好奇怪。
The chapel looked very odd.
外面很正常啦，那个里面很奇怪哦。
The exterior looked fine. The interior was very odd.
它也像我们一样有一个讲桌，然后有一个讲台哦。
It also had a pulpit in the front.
但是啊，它这个台子啊，几乎占超过整个会堂的三分之一啊。
But the pulpit actually took up about one third of the entire chapel.
大概快要到一半了，一半都是这个讲台啊。
Almost up to half of the chapel.
那我就觉得很奇怪啊。
So I thought it was strange.
很少看到说有这，为什么这里要这么大一片的讲台呢？
Why is it such a huge space needed?
后来我就问他们啊。
So then I asked them.
他说啊，你没看到我们这个讲桌啊，底下都是可以一折一收，然后底下有轮子，马上可以推走吗？
And then they said, do you not notice that the pulpit has wheels and you could fold it and move it out?
他说啊，我们就是啊，聚会完，讲桌一收，马上推走。
And they said, after service, they would fold up the pulpit and roll it away.
电灯一关啊，变成 disco 舞厅啦。
And then after the lights are off, it becomes a disco bar.
我说啊，难怪会堂中间有一个玻璃球啊。
And that is why right in the middle of the chapel there is a disco ball.
然后两边有那种超大的那种大喇叭。
And then on the two sides, each side there is huge speakers.
他说啊，这样子很多年轻人就喜欢来啦。
And the person said this is the reason a lot of young people come.
上午聚会，下午跳舞啊。
Because in the morning is service, in the afternoon it's dancing.
他说非常成功啊，好多人来啊。
And the person said it's a huge success, many people come.
这是不是一个厉害的方法啊？
Is that really the right way?
这是一个很聪明、很厉害的方法啊。
That is a very smart way.
但是这是不是符合圣经的方法啊？
But does that really coincide with what the Bible says?
绝对不是圣经上的教导啊。
It is absolutely not what the teachings of the Bible have.
会堂可以变舞厅啊。
How could the chapel be a club?
所以啊，但是很多人今天啊，就想用各样的方法来吸引人啊。
But today, many people use all types of means to attract people.
但是在这里说，你要侍奉可以，你要按照神所规定的范围里面来侍奉。
But here it says you can offer, yes, you can, but you have to follow according to the request.
所以不是你爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
You cannot do just whatever you feel like.
我们要诚心寻求查考神的旨意。
We must study and find what the will of the Lord is.
来确定说我们的奉献是合乎神的喜悦的。
And make sure we are confirmed that what we give is according to God's will.
我们看回来出埃及记的第三十五章哦。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记的第三十五章。
Exodus chapter 35.
第十节。
Verse 10.
出埃及记的三十五章第十节
Chapter 35 verse 10、
这里说你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做主一切所吩咐的十一节
11.
就是帐幕和帐幕的罩棚并帐幕的盖钩子板栓柱子带卯的座、这里讲说、以色列人、你可以来奉献、
So here it says the Israelites can make offerings.
我们看第二十节、
Let's turn to verse 20.
二十节说以色列全会众在摩西面前退去二十一节
21.
凡心里受感和甘心乐意的都拿神的礼物来用以做会幕和一切的使用又以做圣衣、那这里我们看到有两种完全不一样的服事、
So here we see two different types of service.
那在这里一种呢是个人把家中、这些什么金银、这些 神那个会幕用得到的材料把它奉献出来、
So one type, the people will come and bring the materials that are needed to build the tabernacle.
但是这里说、你心中有智慧有灵明的可以来亲手建造这殿，做各样的器具啊。
And here it also says those whose heart was stirred can come and offer their work.
我们在这里看到有两种完全不一样的服事。
There are two types of service here.
一种是在物质上的支持。
One is a material support.
一种是亲手劳力上的努力啊。
The other is with their own hands out of labor.
这两种都是非常重要的。
These two are very important.
如果少了其中一样，这个会幕就搭不起来了。
If one is lacking, then the tabernacle will not be built.
会幕就是我们今天的教会。
The tabernacle is today our church.
是我们生活信仰的中心。
It is the center of our life.
而这会幕需要两种不一样的服事啊。
And two types of services are required.
我们需要有甘心乐意把自己的财物献给教会的。
We must willingly give up materials to the church.
我们也需要有心中有智慧被神所感召愿意来侍奉付出时间跟精力的。
We must also devote our time out of our willing heart to devote our service.
因为神所赐给的是不一样的恩赐啊。
Because the talents and gifts that God gives are different.
一个教会里面需要有各样不同恩赐的人。
A church must have different types of gifts and talents.
使得这个教会在各样服事的管道上能够得以完全啊。
So that the church can become complete.
所以就像好像领受不一样 的银子一样哦。
Just as receiving different kinds of talents.
我们每个人啊，神所托付、神所赐予的能力都不同。
All the gifts that God has given us are different.
有人好像是领五千的，好像是有人是领两千的。
Some might have 5,000 denarii, some 2,000.
有人是只有领一千的啊。
Some might have 1,000.
但是这些都没有关系啊。
But these things do not matter.
因为教会需要五千，需要两千， 更需要一千的啊。
Because the church needs 5,000, 2,000 and more so the 1,000.
只要有心服事就能够找到侍奉的管道。
If you have a heart to serve, then you will find a way to offer.
只要用心服事在神眼中就是有价值的。
If you are willing to offer, then it is valuable in the sight of the Lord.
有时候有些信徒会觉得自己没有什么用哦。
Some members might feel that they have no use.
啊，我也不是很聪明。
Think they are not very smart.
圣经也没有非常懂。
They are not very familiar with the Bible.
也不是很会传福音。
They do not know how to preach the gospel.
也没有读很多书。
Or have not really studied much.
有时候我们会觉得自己很有限，好像自己什么都不会啊。
Sometimes we feel we are limited and we do not know much.
所以有些信徒就会觉得自己在教会中没有用，做不了什么事情啊。
So some members feel that they have no value in the church.
在神的家中啊，没有一个人是没有用的啊。
In the house of the Lord, there is not one person that is of no value.
虽然恩赐各有不同。
Although there are different gifts,
但是啊，服事管道虽然有各自不同的服事管道，
although there are different means of service,
但是只要能够找到自己应该服事的部分，
as long as we can find the area in which we can serve,
那你的侍奉就会有价值哦。
Then your service will be valued.
我们看一下马太福音的第25章哦。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的第25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章的第十四节哦。
Matthew chapter 25 verse 14.
十四节。
14.
天国好比有一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把家业交给他们。十五节。
15.
按照个人的才干，给他们银子，一个给五千，一个给两千，一个给一千，就往外国去了。十六节。
16.
那领五千的随去做了买卖，另赚了五千，那领两千的也照样赚了两千，但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。这个是我们很熟悉的一个比喻啊。
This is a parable that we are all familiar with.
那讲到说有三个仆人啊，一个领了五千，一个两千，一个一千啊。
So there are three servants, one received five talents, the other two, the other one.
结果五千的赚了五千。
The one with five talents gain another five.
两千的赚了两千啊。
The one with two gain another two.
但是我们如果看啊，当主人回来的时候哦。
But when we look carefully, when the master comes back.
当主人回来，对他们的称赞是一模一样，一字不差啊。
When the master came back, the praise that he gave them was exactly the same.
那个赚五千的赚的比较多啊。
But the one that gained 5,000 earned more.
主人说又忠心又良善的仆人啊。
But actually, the master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
那个两千的赚两千比较少啊。
The one that earned two talents came a little less.
但是啊，主人仍然说你又忠心又良善，一字不差啊。
But the Lord again said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
所以在这里是要给我们今天侍奉神的每一个人一个正确的观念啊。
So here it is giving all of us a correct concept.
到最后，神在看的不是你做了多少啊。
At the end of the day, the Lord does not look to see how much you've done.
神要看的是你用了多少的心思在里面啊。
The Lord wants to see how much effort you put into it.
五千的赚五千是百分之一百。
The five talents earn five, which is 100%.
两千的赚两千也是百分之一百啊。
The two earn two, which is also 100%.
那个领一千的如果赚一千一啊，那他第一名啊。
If the one talent earned 1.1, then he comes first.
那就是百分之一百一十啦。
Because then it's 110%.
所以我们今天在侍奉神的道路啊，神不是看你哇做得多轰轰烈烈，做得多让人仰慕啊，你做了多少的工作啊。
So when we serve, it is not to let other people see how much work you've done.
神要看的是你尽了多少心，花了多少的努力啊。
The Lord wants to see how much effort you put into it and how much.
如果你放了百分之一百。
You put in. If you put in 100%.
不管你做了多少，不管你拥有多少，做了多少，你就是最好的。
Regardless of what you've gained, you are the best.
但是如果这个五千的只赚四千回来啊。
But if this five talent person came back with four.
哇，可能就会被骂啦。
Might be rebuked.
可能那个两千的赚两千就比他好啦。
Maybe the two that came with two came out better.
所以我们今天侍奉神，神要看的是我们用不用心啊。
So when we serve the Lord, he wants to see whether or not we use our heart.
真的每个人的恩赐真的都不一样啊。
It's true, everyone have different gifts.
所以在这里我们看到很多很有能力，很有智慧的人啊。
So we see here there are many people with multi-talented gifts.
不要忘了，神说多给谁就要向谁多要啊。
But do not forget, God said if he gives more to one, that he will request for more.
所以我们就要更加的努力哦。
So we must put in more effort.
如果我们是那个领受比较少的哦。
If we are those that receive less.
我们觉得说，哎呀，我只是那个一千的啦。
And we feel that we are just the one with the one talent.
我没有能力，我没有智慧，我没有口才。
We do not have ability or we're not good orators.
也没有关系啊，神只要向你要求一千啊。
But it's all right because God only requests the one.
一千赚一千，百分之一百，神就说你这又忠心又良善的仆人啊。
If you earn one talent with the one talent you have, then God will say you are a good and faithful servant.
我们来看一下哥林多前书的第四章哦。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章的第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2.
我们看第一节啊。
Verse 1，
哥林多前书第四章第一节，人应当以我们为基督的执事，以为神奥秘式的管家。第二节。
2，
所求于管家的是要他有忠心呐、啊。这里啊，给所有服侍神的人呢、啊，都下了一个定论哦。
Here is a
给了一个条件哦。
A requirement for all those that serve the Lord。
他说啊，我们是神家里的。管家神的仆人啊。
Here it says that we are the servants and stewards of the house of the Lord.
他说啊，神所要求的是什么？
So what is it the Lord requires?
这里没有说啊，要那个什么 double PhD 啊，没有说你一定要什么博士学位啊。
Here it does not specify you need to have a double PhD.
那并没有说你一定要啊那个 IQ 150以上啊。
Or that your IQ has to be above 150.
没有说你一定要在社会上叱咤风云啊，大有成就啊。
Or that you have to have full accomplishment in this world.
更没有说你要家财万贯啊，金银满屋啊。
Or that you are filled with wealth.
然后这里讲说什么？所求于管家的就是这一件。要有忠心啊。
There's only one requirement, which is to be faithful.
哦，所以只要我们用心来参与教会的圣工。
As long as we have the heart to participate in the work.
我们尽力来协助各样我们做得到的事情。
We do our best to do what we can for the church.
虽然你可能做得不一样。
Although you might do something that's different from others.
像在这里啊，这些会众奉献的也都不一样啊。
Just like here, the people offer different things.
有人有金有银。
Some people have gold and silver.
有人只有红色线细麻。
Some people only have scarlet thread or linen.
啊，有的人啊，只有山羊毛啊。
Some people just have goat's hair.
有的人什么都没有，但是他会亲手做事啊。
Some people do not have anything, but they can use their hands.
他说都没有关系啊，只要用心来服侍啊，在神眼里就是好的、啊。
So it doesn't matter what you have, if you use your heart, it is good in the sight of the Lord.
所以今天教会一个完整的教会需要各样的才能，各样的恩赐。
So here, a perfect and complete church needs all types of talents.
所以不要把自己看得过高。
So do not exceed your expectations.
也不要把自己看得太低。
And do not also lower yourself.
重点是你要在教会中找到神为你安排的侍奉。
Important thing is to be able to find an area of service in the church.
因为身体需要各个肢体来使它得以完全啊。
Because a body needs all different parts in order to function.
所以保罗说啊，岂能都岂是都做手，都做脚，都做眼睛的吗？
Just like Paul said, can everyone be the eyes or the hands or the ears?
所以教会为什么需要有各样不同的人呢、啊、
？That is why there are all different types of people in the church.
我们发觉神很有趣啊，在一个教会里面安排啊，从各个不同的文化背景、语言、教育水平的都放在一起啊。
You see the humor in the Lord where He put everyone of different backgrounds, ethnicity, different language, different.Studies and knowledge.
我们有时候会觉得啊，因为这样子啊，所以很难做事情啊。
We might find that it's difficult to work sometimes like this.
哦，很多意见不一样，观念不同啊。
There are different ideas, different concept, different things that.
其实有时候这个是好的。
Sometimes this is good.
因为这强迫我们去思考，强迫我们去看看别人不同的角度啊。
Because it forces us to think and to look at from another person's standpoint.
如果我们永远都在找跟我很像、跟我类似的人
if we are always searching for someone that is very similar to ourselves,
侍奉的管道就非常容易出现盲点哦 ，blind spot 哦。
Then you will often find a blind spot in the service.
哦，所以有些人呐、啊，那个你问他，年轻人，你问他啊，那个你的要娶、你要嫁、要找对象，你有什么条件呢、啊？
Sometimes you ask a young person, what kind of requirements do they find in their future spouse?
他说啊，跟我很像就好啊。
And they might reply saying, someone that's like me.
啊，跟我很像才不会吵架啊。
If that person is like me, then we won't have arguments.
那、啊、其实这是一种危机啊。
But actually, that is crisis.
哦，如果你找一个都跟你一样的人，
because if you find somebody just like you,
想的跟你一样，做事方法跟你一样，
they think the same way, do the same things.
啊，是的，可能事情很好做。
True, it is easy to do things.
但是也很容易出状况。
But often there will be problems.
啊，就像一个人如果是瞎了左眼的。
Just like if a person is blinded on the left.
啊，结果啊，你的先生或你的太太也是瞎左眼的。
And your spouse is also left side blinded.
左边一个洞，哇，两个一起掉下去啊。
And if there's a hole on the left, both of you will fall in.
啊，但是如果一个瞎左眼，一个瞎右眼。
But if one is blind on the left and the other is on the right.
啊，一人负责看一边啊，那就没有问题啊。
Then one person is in charge of each side, then there's no problem.
所以有时候神在我们生命当中安排一些跟我们个性不一样的人啊。
So many times the Lord will arrange somebody that is different from us.
我们可能会有时候会觉得说，哎呀，这样子很难做事啊，圣工很难做啊，那个很多事情观念不同要沟通啊。
You might think it is hard to do the work because everyone have different ideas.
这是好的。
This is actually good.
逼我们沟通可以使我们成长。
Forces us to communicate, forces us to grow.
逼我们沟通可以使我们避免共同的盲点。
Forces us to avoid blind sides.
哦，所以在这里我们看到有两种人不一样的服事啊。
So here we see the two types of people that provide different servitude.
但是在神的眼中有一样的价值。
But in the sight of the Lord, they hold the same value.
哦，所以我们今天到神的家里啊，只要尽心尽力的来侍奉。
So today, when we come to the house of God, we have to put in everything we have in our service.
哦，虽然可能没有人看见你的服事啊。
Although other people might not see the work that you do.
那可能你的工作不是在台前被大家所看见的。
Perhaps your work is not in the front where everyone can see.
那可能你侍奉得很努力，但是没有听到什么掌声啊。
Perhaps you worked hard, but you do not hear any applause.
那但是没有关系啊。
But that is all right.
没有人看见，主耶稣看见就好啦。
No one sees it, but God sees it.
没有人赞美你啊，主耶稣给你拍拍手就够啦。
No one praises you, but God applauds.
哦，所以我们努力的目标就是各项的侍奉。尽力尽心。
So our target of service is to do it diligently in all efforts.
那最后能够蒙神喜悦。
And in the end, it will be pleasing to God.
我们看出埃及记的三十八章哦。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 38.
出埃及记的第三十八章。
Exodus chapter 38.
第二十五节哦。
Verse 25.
出埃及记的第三十八章的二十五节
Chapter 38 verse 25、
啊、这里讲说会中被数的人所出的银子按圣所的瓶有一百他连得并一千七百七十五舍克勒二十六
26
凡过去归那些被数之人的从二十岁以外有六十万零三千五百五十人按圣所的瓶每人出银半舍克勒就是一笔家哦、我们刚刚讲说、啊、圣所和会幕的建造、啊、很多人、啊、要乐意的服事、哦、
As we've mentioned, the building of the tabernacle, people do it willingly.、
啊、但是在这里、哦、又再加了一项、啊、
But here, there's another point.
他说、啊、这里说全会众二十岁以外全部要被点而且全部都要奉献、啊、
It says all those that are above the age of 20 needs to be counted and all of them need to Offer.
他说每个人都要出银半舍，一个都不能跑，一个都不能少啊。
And all of them must offer, not one of them can be excluded.
所以啊，今天教会的兴旺是每一个人都有责任的啊。
So here in the prosperity of the church, everyone is responsible.
我们不要觉得说啊，教会不好就是传道的问题啊。
We should not think that if there's problems with the church, it lies with the pastor.
我们不要觉得说啊，教会不兴旺啊，就是负责人没有努力啊。
We should not say that.Because the church is not prosperous, it's because of the fault of the council members.
我们要看看自己啊。
We must look at ourselves.
教会今天没有慕道者，就是因为我没有打电话啊。
Today, if there are no truth seekers in the churches, it's because I didn't make the phone call.
教会这个祷告会没有人来，就是因为我偷懒，我睡晚了。
Today, if there's nobody who comes for morning prayer, it's because I'm lazy.
所以不要一直去找到底是谁是教会的问题啊。
So do not point out whose fault it is in the church.
我们要确定说我不要做教会的问题啊。
We must determine that we should not be the cause of fault in the church.
所以教会的兴盛啊，跟每个人都有直接的关系啊。
So the well-being of the church has to do with everyone.
教会不兴旺，就是因为我没有带我家人来。
The church is not prosperous, it is because we did not bring our family.
哦，所以问题在我，我要检讨。
So the problem lies within myself.
哦，所以整个
I need to reflect.
哦，所以如果今天一个人懂得自我检讨，哦。
So if a person knows how to self-reflect.
能够认识到说教会跟我有直接的关系。
And know that the church has direct relationship to myself.
而不是伸出指责的手啊，哇，就是长子 负责人传道不努力、啊、讲得太简单了吧。
And not to just point out fingers at people, the pastors and the deacons.
问题常常就是我们自己啊。
Often the times the problem lies within ourselves.
一个教会如果信徒常常会自我反省哦。
If a member in a church can often self-re-examine.
常常告诉自己说就是我我没有努力所以教会没有兴旺。
And often tell ourselves that it's the fault lies within ourselves.
我们常常告诉自己说我有责任教会是我家。
If we tell ourselves that we are responsible, the church is our house.
哦那自然教会一定会兴旺啊。
Then automatically the church will prosper.
因为你已经觉得说这是你的责任啊。
Because you already feel that this is your responsibility.
这是你的家啊。
This is your home.
这一切都跟你有关系啊。
Everything has to do with you.
自然你就会努力啦。
Then automatically you will put effort into it.
所以一个真正的信徒啊是会自然而然的来努力的。
So a true Christian will automatically put effort into it themselves.
如果我们是客人啊。
If we are just...Guests.
哦、如果你到别人家里做客、哦、
If you go as a guest to someone's home.
啊、你到别人家里做客啊，啊人家请你吃饭啊，吃完饭了聊聊天了、啊，喝个茶哦。
And someone invites you to dinner, and after dinner you have tea and you converse.
然后呢
？Then what do you do?
你会留下来洗碗吗
？Do you stay to do the dishes?
哇，来来，我帮你洗碗，我帮你擦桌子，来，我顺便帮你洗一下衣服好了。
Let me wipe the tables and let me do your laundry.
没有嘛，你是客人嘛，吃完就走啦。
You wouldn't do that. You would just eat and take off.
顶多就是啊，谢谢你的招待，哎、啊，就是这样就走了。
You probably would just thank them and then you would leave.
啊，但是如果是家人呢
？But if you are a family member.
啊，吃完以后你可以这样子手一甩就走了吗
？Can you just sway your hands after eating?
没有啊，那是你的家啊。
You cannot, because that is your home.、
哦、所以洗碗的洗碗，收桌子的收桌子，打扫的打扫啊。
So those who do the dishes will do it, those who wipe the tables will do it.
所以啊，从一个人在教会里面的行动，你就会看出说他是客人还是家人啊。
So from a person's behavior in the church, you will be able to see if they are a guest or a owner or a family.
如果你是家人
,If you're a family,
当你走在会堂哦
If you walk in the chapel,
我们的会堂很干净啊，感谢主哦。
Our chapel is clean, thank God.、
哎、你看啊、哦，有的，有一次哈、哦，会堂有一张纸屑。
There was one time there was a piece of trash.
很明显就在走道上面、啊，然后就在那会堂的那个走道上面。
It was very obvious, right in the middle of the aisle.
我就在那边坐了十分钟。
I sat there for 10 minutes.
我看有没有人要把它捡起来。
I wanted to see who would pick it up.
哎，真的没有哎、欸。
And really, no one picked it up.
走过来，走过去，就是没有人把它捡起来啊。
Back and forth, people walked, and they didn't pick it up.
啊，这间教会信仰有问题啊。
There's problems with that church.
哦，那真的啊，如果是一个人哦，他是家人，他被圣灵所被圣灵充满，被神的爱所激励啊。
So if a person is a family member and is moved and compelled with love,
他如果看到啊，神的家脏了哦，他没有办法就这样子走过去，哎，没有办法。
If they see trash.In the home, they will not just pass by it.
啊、但是如果大家都是客人啊
But if everyone are guests,
那、啊、走过去看到地上有脏东西，地上有纸屑哦。
If they pass by, they see trash on the ground.
看一下啊，今天打扫第三组，跟我没关系，那就走了。
They look at the cleaning team. Oh, group three, nothing to do with me.
这种叫做什么？这就是客人呐、啊。
Those are guests.
哦、啊，所以我们不要做神家中的客人。
So we shouldn't be guests in the house of the Lord.
每个人都要参与。
All of us should participate.
你怎么样看你的信仰好不好？
So how do you assess whether your faith is good?
很简单啊，下次你看到一张纸屑，你如果不捡起来走不过去啊，你信仰不错啊。
So it's very easy if you see trash on the ground next time and you have to pick it up, then your faith is pretty good.
啊，但是啊，如果你看到教会很脏啊，你觉得说跟我一点关系都没有，信仰有问题啊。
But if you see that the church is not very clean and you think it has nothing to do with you, then your faith needs to be reflected.
因为你对信仰很冷淡啊。
Because you're cold-hearted.
如果你对教会不在乎啊。
You don't really care much about the
church. 教会脏跟我什么关系啊？
The church is not clean, has nothing to do with me.
教会乱又跟我什么事情啊
It's messy in the church, it has nothing to do with me.
哦，我下次要报告，负责人不努力不用心。
And I have to report next time that the council members did not do their jobs.
啊，信仰有问题啊，客人啊。
Then you are a guest.
哦，所以我们今天不要在神家里做客人。
So today we shouldn't be guests in the house of the Lord.
这里讲说啊，说所有的一个都不能跑哦。
Here it says here that no one can be excluded.
半舍客勒其实不多，半舍客勒很少啊。
A beka is only half a shekel. It's not a lot.
但是啊，每个人都要付出啊。
However, all of them must contribute.
这叫做神家里的人啊。
These are the people of the house of God.
这叫神所喜悦的工人啊。
These are the servants that God is pleased with.
这个叫做真信徒啊。
These are true Christians.
哦，所以求主耶稣让他的圣灵常感动我们哦。
So we ask that the Lord moves us with His Holy Spirit.
让我们能够真的以神的家为我们的家。
So that we can treat God's house like our own house.
让我们每个人都在这个家中有用。
So that all of us are needed in this house.
能够成为神眼中好的工人。
So that all of us are good workers in the sight of the Lord.
我们一起同心默祷哦。
Let's all pray in silence.